this down here inside foot. My shoe. Okay, and two of those.
Feet.
And this here.
Tummy.
Is, or.
Stomach.
Okay. Let's see. And if a person is weak, are there any terms you'd use for a person that was sickly, maybe? What would you use?
Puny. Ill.
Puny.
Puny.
Okay, you just,
well,
okay.
Puny's thin.
Okay, like me.
Puny.
Well, thinner than you.
Okay. What about the opposite of weak then is?
Strong.
And are there any other terms you might use for someone who's strong?
Oh, yeah. Muscular, stout, bullish.
Okay. And if, let's say you're at a party and you leave, say, I've got to go out and get some air because I'm sick.
Nauseous.
Okay, I'm sick. I'm sick blank my stomach. Or
sick at my stomach.
Sick, okay. And
drunk.
What happens if you've talked too much?
You're hoarse.
Okay. And if you have pain in your joints, they call that?
Arthritis.
Anything else they might call it?
Rheumatism.
Okay. Arthritis was the magic word. A long time ago, people used to have a little organ down here in the bottom of their stomach. That used to
appendicitis.
Burst. Uh-huh. Okay. Anything else they might call that?
Well, a ruptured appendix.
Okay. And a long time ago, I guess they used to give people the Schick test. You ever heard of that?
Yes, I did. And the Schick test was that for diphtheria? What was it? Was?
It was.
Boy, now that had to dig in the cobwebs.
That was a 10-point response. Okay. And Rocky Mountain fever, could you define that for me again?
Well, Rocky Mountain fever or Rocky Mountain spotted fever is if a particular, it's not every time you get bitten by a wood tick or a sheep tick, but sometimes the bite will get infected and you'll get this high fever and really sick and achy joints, and then you break out, and it's claimed a lot of lives, and that's tick fever or Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
Now, do you have to go to the woods to get that, or
no?
You
get it right here.
You get it off of the brush, or maybe it's gotten on an animal. You've been out in the country, and you go back to your house or something, and it'll crawl off of the animal onto you or whatever.
We have to start looking at our signs.
It's in on the prairie mostly, on the sagebrush grass, horses,
like a day,
whatever.
Like a day, the ticks will probably be really out.
I have to keep away from
them. You have to, you know, look yourself over for ticks because you can get them just off of the grass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a weed that you're going to get tick fever because you get a tick on you.
No, or if it bites you, you don't always.
Not necessarily.
But it's a little tricky to get the head out. Have you ever had a tick get stuck on you? Well, we always take a match and burn it, and they'll back out. You don't just pull it out because it leaves the head in. Then Andy uses methylate.
I think that's better.
And the tick will come out. Some people use turpentine.
Kind of hot when you're burning, though.
But if you get the turpentine that's stuck in the wrong place, then somebody has to catch you.
Yeah, you're trying to trick somebody into something, weren't you? Yeah. Poor kid.
You burn them up with a match. You put them in an ashtray then and burn them up with a match.
Okay. Boy, you're going
to...
You're tricky, you know that?
Okay, let's see.
You're going to take no tick on me.
What happens if you cut yourself really deep? You call that an open...
Wound or gash.
Okay.
Cut.
And if a person who can't hear well is
hard of hearing,
or even worse than that,
deaf.
Okay.